We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven's Head of the Morning now, 747, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here on this first day of December, three big things.
Three.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider raising water and sewer rates by just over 5%.
Two.
Sedgwick County Republicans choose former party chair Dalton Glasscock to temporarily replace Michael O'Donnell on the county commission.
One.
Wichita School Board approves full remote learning for elementary schools by the end of the week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here with Steve and Ted on the Tuesday morning commute. We still have that fatal traffic hit and run accident in the southwest side of town. This is tying up traffic still at MacArthur and Meridian as motorists are still asked to avoid that area. That fatal hit-and-run accident. We also have a traffic wreck on the northeast side of town reported near 13th and Oliver. And we just got the call of a house fire, so fire trucks are headed to the 2100 block of South Upland Hills. So we got several things going on right now in traffic. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Kind of a busy morning in traffic. Sunny today with a high of 49 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low, 29. For Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a 50% chance for rain and snow and a high of 38 degrees. So winter's coming in tomorrow. Now a clear sky, mostly clear, 26 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and our federal health experts offer some tips packaged for the holidays.
This is House Call for Health. You've probably heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, but what about the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's 12 Ways to Have a Healthy Holiday Season?
Eat well and get moving, prepare dinner safely, practice fire safety, monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks pulled back slightly from their record level as Wall Street put a quiet coda on one of its most rocking months in decades. The S&P fell 17 points yesterday, but the benchmark's index still clocked a surge of 10.8% for November, its biggest monthly gain since April. The Dow, which has far less impact on 401k accounts than the S&P does, had its best month since 1987. The Dow closed down 272 points Monday, the NASDAQ down 7 points Monday. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the pace of improvement in the economy has moderated in recent months, with future prospects remaining extraordinarily uncertain. In remarks released by the Fed Monday, Powell said the increase in new COVID-19 cases, both in the United States and abroad, was concerning and could prove challenging for the next few months. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And looking forward to American Airlines' first MAX flight, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the first people to fly on American Airlines 737 MAX aircraft will be employees of the carrier. A spokesperson says American will fly five employee-only flights as it plans to return the MAX to passenger service on December 29th. The American officials said restoring customer confidence in the 737 MAX begins with ensuring that their own team members are comfortable. American will be the first airline to return the MAX to service after recertification. Bombardier has named a new chief financial officer. Bart Demosky takes over immediately for John DeBert, who is leaving the company after 5 years. Demosky comes to Bombardier with 30 years of service, including leadership roles as CEO of Universal Rail Systems, CFO of Canadian Pacific Railway, and CFO of Suncor Energy. Part of Demosky's responsibilities will include the operations of Bombardier Learjet in Wichita. And small businesses are ramping up their loan forgiveness requests in the Paycheck Protection Program, but the Small Business Administration still lagging behind. Small businesses around the country submitting their applications at about 3% of all loans every week. Trouble is, the SBA is only processing about 1% of total loans every week for forgiveness, and the agency does not seem to be processing applications in the order received. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, don't know if you picked up our interview with Pete Meitzner just a few minutes ago.
No, I didn't get to hear it.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair, I asked him about this nagging cough he has, and he has COVID-19.
Yep.
He's got it. Of course, his county manager, Tom Stoltz, had it a while back, so yeah, it's everywhere. We got the
it is.
We've got the Wichita City, the public schools now. Taking the elementary school kids, they're going to go cyber. They're going to go at home on this thing. And the impact is on the working parents, I think.
Right.
That's where your end of it is. Business people and people are working. It's going to be tough to make sure those kids get their homework done, you know.
And it really is all tied together. You know, kids being able to go to school means parents are more easily able to go to work.
Right.
And, you know, businesses are able to operate. So. It really is all tied together, and I just keep telling people, if you want to avoid a shutdown, wear a mask.
Okay.
Do the distancing.
All right. Well, we spent the weekend shopping, looking for best deals possible, and
Right. Today
we have a different day. Today is Giving Tuesday. Yeah. After Thanksgiving, charities, families, businesses, community centers, and students around the world will come together for one purpose, to celebrate the generosity and to give. Well, it's that time of the year, and we get a lot of requests and a lot of opportunities from different people. One of them mentioned on Fox News was the American Red Cross. They do a whole lot of stuff, not just
right.
You know, not just blood drives, things like that. There's just a lot of good people out there and who deserve a helping hand. And at this time of year, today is Giving Tuesday. Just think about it, okay?
You bet, and especially this year, nonprofits have been hit just as badly as a lot of businesses have. So
they've been hammered, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, today I got a little item for you. Associated Press reporting that it looks like the folks at Shawnee Mission North could be changing their mascot. There have been apparently some surveys going. You knew about this probably. That's your.
I knew about it. There's a group of alums that get together every week, and we talk about different things. And that's one of the topics that came up, and it may be time to make the change.
Yeah.
We're proud. We're very so proud of Shawnee Mission North and being Indians, but I think it may be time to make a change.
The world has changed, and I wonder how long it's going to take for Wichita North to do something. But
right,
they're on the radar for this as well. So you it's okay with you. You don't really mind. Then just go ahead and change it if that's the thing.
Yeah, I hate losing any tradition, but things have been modified here over the last 30 years or so.
That's
so
true. Right.
I'm okay with that. The key is if the people who are being depicted are offended, that's enough for me.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Check with you next hour, 7:55. Yep. Steve and Ted in the morning. Save with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. Coming up, we have an update on the Wichita School District's plan to move elementary schools to full remote learning. Ted has sports on the way.
Yep, we'll preview the Kansas basketball game tonight to take on another big-time opponent coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news. The Blur is coming up.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on all you need to know in the world of entertainment at 8:35 this morning with great information.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.